With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. A pilot project to protect eelgrass along part of the coastline in Port Medway got underway this summer. While the process is established in other parts of the world, it is relatively new to Nova Scotia. Eelgrass conservation technician with the Ecology Action Centre, Aaron Clausen, says eelgrass is vitally important as part of a healthy marine ecosystem.
So it's kind of hard not to overstate the importance and the benefits that eelgrass meadows provide, both to the environment and to us as humans. First and foremost, they provide a great deal of support to our fish populations and commercial fisheries. They create tons of structural habitat for a lot of these species and an area for kind of juveniles as a nursery ground. Things like lobster, cod, eel, salmon, and some shellfish. Additionally, they improve water quality. It oxygenates the water column, removes toxins, excess nutrients, and increases clarity. And eelgrass meadows also protect our coastline. It can dampen strong waves, buffers the shoreline from storm surges, and this all helps to slow coastal erosion. And the last thing that we still don't really have a great concept of the extent that eelgrass can help, at least in Nova Scotia, but it captures and stores carbon from the atmosphere in these sediments. So it's potentially a nature-based kind of climate solution.
The site was selected after a local property owner notified the Ecology Action Centre of dead eelgrass washing up on their shore. Teams from the Ecology Action Centre and Dalhousie University's Future of Marine Ecosystems Lab partnered to determine which methods work best to restore eelgrass in Nova Scotia. Over 6,000 seeds, 250 shoots, and 25 sods were transplanted from a donation site to the Port Medway location. Clausen says they're hopeful the techniques used in Port Medway can be applied to restore eelgrass at other locations in Nova Scotia and beyond.
One of the main goals of this project is to find A, if there is a way that works, and B, if it's a scalable kind of method. So obviously you want to do as much of this as possible, especially with all of the great benefits that eelgrass provides. You want to upscale it quickly.
The Ecology Action Centre has set up a site where citizen scientists can help track the location of eelgrass across the province. Input from everyday Nova Scotians will be added to a map of eelgrass meadows that will help government, academic researchers, and other nonprofit and community groups monitor the location and conditions of the meadows. We've provided a link to the Eelgrass Mapping Project site on our webpage. Clausen says the team will continue monitoring the eelgrass transplant site late into the fall and will return again in the spring. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.